I read about a wonderful Christian who was despairing of the lethargy in the church and the lack of fire in the church. This is what he said. I was born in the fire, and I can't stand the smoke. I thought that was an interesting way of saying that the fire of the Holy Spirit does something to a community of believers. And when you are born of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit has come into your life and you have given yourself completely to God and the Spirit of God takes control of you and takes control of a church, a community of believers, wonderful things happen. There's power with them. Let's read about what happened to the first believers there, those first 3,000 that were saved and baptized and then received the Holy Spirit, those people of that first church. It's in Acts, the second chapter, 41st verse. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You see, they had a good thing going. They had a community. And we see now that word, koinos. It means common. He said they had all things common. This would be the name of their fellowship that they had in that primitive church would come to be called koinos, or their fellowship koinonia, which is a word which means common. What they had in common, that which is shared by all or several. God ordained that we should be a part of a church, a fellowship. We are not saved to worship alone. We are saved to hold our faith in common with others so that we can support each other and help each other and encourage each other, and that we may together with one heart worship God. I hope you're a part of a church. God has ordained the church as a way of coming together for mutual assistance, mutual aid, and to mutually worship Jesus and receive blessings from Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for my church. I thank you for those who walk with me through this life. We support each other. We encourage each other. And I pray, O Lord God, help me to be the kind of person that supports my brothers and sisters, that loves them with all of my heart as I love you. And I pray, O Lord God, that together we can worship you and that we can walk together as your obedient children. In Jesus' name, amen.